Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
What? Puff was the big shot, G was the pot, MCB the pop. You think I mean Mariah, I mean in the same dude that claps you was on the flyer. No sparkles in the bottles, no hookah for hookers. Few stacks as a deposit, the only way to book us. Rest lavish for the lookers, average they mistook us. Now they call him Chef Robe Ray, get at him and he cook ya, yeah, I mean. The dude with the fitted to the front really came to get a city what they want. I've been different from jump, my kick game so Dwayne Wayne. All that's missing is the flip ups and the fade. I got Whitley for days, Kanishiwa, it's not a game no. Riches in the bitches what I came for. Then I switched my angle, was unchained like I'm the Django. Now that shit dangled to my ankle, Anglo. Thanks so I'm glad that you tried this trip. Could be anywhere in the world besides my dick. Who told them to get it done, cash rules that's from the get up, Bell Brothers to click, click, ha.
We beat to rap, but we beat to lock, but we beat to rap, but we beat to lock, but we beat to rap, but we beat to lock, but we beat to rap, but we beat to lock, but
no bottle service and no performers. Praying over Henny, you swear it was holy water. Model bitches that follow winners from off the corner. I'm not a singer and not a singer is on the chorus. Nah, homie, I rap. Far as throwing a rap, mind getting your clothes if you try and go for your strap. Mind give it and go like I'm trying to throw you a pack. My motto is for the low and she ride low in the back. And me, I'm the reason they hate the dress code. They know the joints will be there if I'm Louis and retro. And me, handle buyers, I give a hand to the high. And single-handed the fire, your Instagram is a liar. You see, can't deny us when the city get involved. The security is fans, so we in with who we want. You see, brim low, the face of my zip code. Couple Damier bracelets, bodies with the stages. Finest with the cakes, moving like we need it. But my closet talking different, so it's truly like we beefing. You see, by the time we get in and out of rhyme, you looking for hypnotic like if this was 99. Like,
we beat to rap, but we beat to lock, but we beat to rap. But we beat to lock, but we beat to rap, but we beat to lock, but we beat to rap, but we beat to lock, but
tunnel vision coming up the shelf light. Turn wherever the 27th and 12th flight. No way here to put the feeling in the city light. No way here to put the feeling in the city light. Tunnel vision coming up the shelf light. Turn wherever the 27th and 12th flight. No way here to put the feeling in the city light. No way yet to put the feeling in the city like. One time, put the feeling in the city like. No way yet to put the feeling in the city like. One time, put the feeling in the city like. No way yet to put the feeling in the city like. Tunnel vision like. Yeah, Bower Brothers shit. That's y'all. I.A. Ill Mind like.
We beat to rap, but we beat to lock, but we beat to rap, but
Joel, talk that.
Black Polo C-40 suck with a horse at. If you was in my shoes, you take them off where I walk at.
caught that. For your wife, call a coroner. U.S. citizen, bet we still put foreigner.
I just put more on the floor, my new corridor.
Uh-huh.
Move birds fast, hurricane like Florida.
We still at the border, the Trump wall wasn't sent. Still moving clean water, the stamp safe for Flint. Shorty on me now, but the scale is lit. Ironic how I get these buns after I celibate.
They hella sick, I drive a whip you should never tint. The I-8 doors move on up like the Jeffersons. I know that gotta make your chest wheezy.
If I knew what I knew now, Joe, I'd have did them greasy.
Hold up, ain't new now like a wave grease?
Yeah, these bums fry food in the same grease.
I just left Santorini, we don't do the same grease. Y'all just sit around plane, I be on plane seats.
New York rap.
Word, this New York rap?
Yeah, I'm hearing that talk.
Aight, Gordo, talk that.
Think I'm just bars, leave you all wet. I'll let it ring on stage like Cardi and Offset.
Who's the whip connect? Should I call Flex? I deserve a new muscle car. I'm a hardcore vet.
Still at four next. Got everybody tight like a corset.
I just left the telly, got your broad sweat dripping on my drawers, man, her poor neck. Whole fourth quarter, she took balls, I was all neck.
We winning in a poor stretch. Coke like seventh inning where we all stretch.
Boy, keep going.
Joel, and don't you go next.
Boy, keep going.
Oh well, I'm on that ball next.
Alright, keep going.
Cool, we on the road in a Hummer. Cause we rap like a burrito, we gon' tour till the summer. They respect a bar. It's the Yao and Frederick God.
Two diamonds that never fly. Risk no facade, this is a Zod. The arm is hated, so constipated, this shit is hard. I'm hearing New York back.
Yeah, they say New York back.
Yeah, I'm hearing that talk.
Alright, Joel, talk that.
Renaissance man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotables that speak from my mouth, and no doubt we rub you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal, and when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalists, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in, sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in. The Renaissance, rap, Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would own my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spill. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from us, me and the Narc. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, Answer, Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules, my Doctor Strange. Make your cultures move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame. And he came, but I'm the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance. Renaissance, 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 Renaissance,
Man, y'all know what it is. Renaissance Poetry is back in the building. Happy to see so many people on the line, ready to get it in. You know, I got my people with me. I got Kimbrella the Hurricane. I got Sister Taraji on the ones and twos. They both hooking it up on the event page, so check it out. If y'all are here for the first time, let me give y'all a rundown how we get down here. So we want y'all to come through and spit your best shit. That's how we want it. But if you don't know what I mean, let me go ahead and break it down a little further. Your best shit is not the shit that you need to impress us with. What we're looking for is whatever has moved your spirit to spit. That real good, I'm about to kill it vibe that you really just love this piece. This is what we want you to bring, because that's what we're going to love, and that's what we're going to give you the energy back for, because Renaissance Poetry is about reciprocation. So if we are looking at reciprocity and you are giving that really good energy, you're getting it back. You're going to see it on the event page. You're going to see it from the people listening, and they're going to say it back to you. They're going to comment, and then you're going to get it from me, the host. So this is what we do. Renaissance Poetry is for any type of poetry you want to spit. If you feel erotic, give me that. You want to rap, give me that. You want to sing, give me that. You want to hit me with something that you have never spit before that might be a little emotional, the floor is yours. That's how we get down. So without further ado, because we don't like to give too much time to all the conversation, we're going to go to the first caller. We're going to go ahead and get it popping. We got 240 in the building.
Oh, what's up, brother? Man.
Look who is back in the number one spot, people.
What's up, hell?
The verbal, how you feeling, man?
What's up, Renaissance? How you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm good to be back, man. How you been?
Oh, man. Good day. Damn good day.
That's what's up, man. It's good to hear, man. It's good to hear. Yes, you got some good news to share, or just a good day in general?
Just a good day, man. Just a good day in general, man.
All right.
Yeah, feeling lovely. Feeling lovely today.
Okay. Whew. What you been sipping on?
Yes, indeed. Oh, iced tea, man. Iced tea.
What? You ain't got what? Yeah, Come on, bro. I mean, you playing with
not the New York. Straight iced tea, man. Milo's, baby. Milo's. Don't sleep on the Milo.
What?
Straight iced tea, bro. Yeah, man.
I'm flabbergasted, bro. What is going on? And you hype.
It's good, man.
And you hype. Look, I'm ready.
Hey,
I know you came with it.
All right.
No, you ready to go. I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor while you got all that energy, man. I'm going to go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. My turned into pieces inside this piece. I was in total serenity, then it hit me. I was on some sensual journey, traveling on a transcendental ride, finding words to get her there without ever touching her hide. I was stuck between the lines of a beautiful collaboration. I started drinking wine, becoming inebriated. My piece turned into pieces. I bled so many words, my piece became anemic. I'm becoming unbecoming, adjective to adjective, unsuited, ill-suited to try and write the life I live. Searching for the verbs, I truly don't believe they fit. Like verbs I don't need here, this verse is falling to pieces. A prompt turned into a thesis. Jesus, take the pen, the paper, the pencil. Erase the page of everything. I feel like going mental. I'm stuck like Chuck by looking up a dangling participle. The original thought that came to mind was how to keep it simple, stupid. Kiss my piece, turn to pieces inside my piece. I need a little puff to guide my piece. I wonder if they can tell if I'm high in this piece. If the answer is yes, I'm denying this piece. This prompt is feeling too much like I'm lying in this piece. Inside peace, outside peace, rest in peace, Negro, please. I should have studied before I wrote it. Quoted and duly noted. Let me clear my throat, my trachea, my larynx, coughing so hard I need some lozenges. Retracting the lines where no logic lives. I'm me, and live every part of this piece. Peace.
Look here, man. You can't just go off on the mic like this, man. First, just first out, brother, with the, I wonder if they could tell if I'm high in this piece. If so, I'm denying it. The flow is already ridiculous, but bruh, I blessed so many words. My words became anemic. Killing it. Bars, man, look. Give me the anemic line back. Just give me that one back. This is right. Give me that one back.
All right, man. I started drinking wine, becoming inebriated. My peace turned into pieces. I bled so many words, my peace became anemic.
Look, put the piece in the vid page, dog. Just go and do it for me. Throw that up on the, because it deserves to be just read from front to back, dog. Real talk, man. You've been writing your ass off, man. Let me tell you something. I'm feeling like you over there showing out on Clubhouse and then just putting more bullets in the pen, and then you come over here and just blast it, just murder the whole situation. That's what the plan is, man?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to, you know, keep my iron sharpened, man. You know, ain't sharpened your mind. I'm hoping I'm sharpened somebody else. So you know, that's how we do it, man.
All right.
Iron sharpened mind, baby.
You know that's how we get down, man. You know that's how we get down. Appreciate you for always coming through, man. Showing love to the show.
Hey, man, much love to y'all, man. Sister Taraji, Kimbrella, I love y'all.
Hey, we love you too, brother. And hopefully see you back next show.
Oh, without a doubt, bro. Without a doubt. I'm here.
Already. Appreciate you. That's Joe the Verbal. Coming through, doing his thing. We'll go ahead and go to the next caller. Here we got 267 in the building.
Oh, shit. That's me?
It's you.
Can you hear me?
Dad, I can hear you just fine, man.
I thought I was like number 7 or 8.
Hey,
all right.
You and Joe back-to-back, man. Again.
Yeah, I got a little bit distracted, Joe. Don't get happy with that first place, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Already. Man, I know who it is, man. Let everybody know who we got on the mic right now.
What's going on? It's Mr. 668.
Already in the building. You see how Joe came in, man. You know, just locking with his piece, man. So you know how
yeah.
we do. But I'm not worried about you, man. You got your own bazooka over there in your pen. So I ain't worried at all, man. How you been?
I'm good. You was mentioning Joe with Clubhouse. That's what happened with me. I got distracted. Somebody invited me into an erotic room, and I was just supposed to be there, you know, just like I come in here just to listen. I was supposed to be there to listen, and then the host just called me out. So, yeah.
Man, ain't nobody trying to have you on their show and you don't spit. What kind of nonsense is that, brother?
I wasn't there. I didn't know those people.
Hey, man. Look, exactly why you need to spit. Exactly why you need to spit. Look, I'm finna let everybody know why I'm saying what I say. I'm going to go ahead and give you the mic because people think I'm playing. I'm going to give you the mic so you can show and prove that. Mic is yours, brother.
All right. I was born between the first strokes of Frida and Picasso. In the last words of Anise and Pablo, between the first words of the last poets and the last stroke of Basquiat. I'm the archetype of an architect with the intellect that is the Gemini I be now. Some say eloquently cryptic, but I say intelligently abstract, a word whore with a pocket full of metaphors praying for a brainstorm. I find calm in the words of elegant ladies with lavender smiles, find solace in philandering with the constellations. Once bought at my wings just to listen to the cage bird sing, and I could hear eulogies and the similes of the unspoken, so I find myself digging up dead words, sifting through old thoughts and unfinished memories, so when my ink levels are too low to flow and I ain't seen inspiration in days, I just rewind and rephrase, and I rewind and rephrase, and I rewind, and I take a little bit longer so it don't sound cliche. A strange fool, my Gemini, but we like it here. Conjuring misunderstood babble translated only for the absurd, because normality is a death sentence and Monday mornings always come too soon. But this writing keeps me coping, and the unknowing that keeps me flowing. So I write unknowing until it knowingly becomes something to be known for. Carry a knapsack full of devotion for these words I'm beholding, and truth be told, I never read Wordsworth, but I understood my words' worth. Learned early on that a long write is just a long-ass write if it has no girth. So I rummaged through my intellect, dissected my dialect, and in my syntax I found eloquence. Shoehorned my abstract into words that strike chords to the sway of metronomes, the slide of trombones and rhythms that get caught in the curl of the tongue and the stretch of the cheek. And sometimes I wonder, is this what heroin sounds like? Because these words have thronged to me, and this writing has taken me places, unleashed me with no trepidation. My mind breathes a mouthful of anthrax, and I just let my thoughts bleed. Fuck a Tampax. There's no principle in my pleasure, no melancholy in my walk. I keep confessions tucked away in my socks, devour my thoughts with an incestuous rhythm, and ride words with no training wheels. Would walk 1,000 miles with 100 pounds on 2 feet to give a pint of blood for an ounce of chaos. I am a plethora of nothing, an amalgam of everything, a patchwork quilt of recklessness plunging into the confluence of myself with no life jacket. And on those nights when the stars are cloaked and daggered, when the moon strokes the tides and the rain falls like suicide, I set fire to my mind and watch the embers float away like the ascension of afterthoughts, capture whispers before they dissolve in the murmurs of hysteria, kaleidoscope dream under a stained glass moon of a million lengths and hues, writing dangerously amid the vultures who await the rusting of time to claim their victory, wondering if my thoughts will be indelible even if the ink never dries, or will I simply blur around the edges, fade away, and vanish into a good ending? Poem.
That's just cold-blooded, dog. I mean, so much wordplay. My man said, I've never read Wordsworth, but I understand my words' worth. Oh, man, you kill me with the breathing of the anthrax. Your mouth bleeds, fuck a Tampax. We're going all the way back to the beginning of the piece where I'm going to need you to just go and get this back to me, because you hit me with all the artists, and you ended with Basquiat. I need that beginning stanza. Give me that one back, brother.
I was born between the first strokes of Frida and Picasso and the last words of Anise and Pablo. Between the first words of the last poets and the last stroke of Basquiat. I'm an archetype of an architect with an intellect that is the Gemini I be.
Cold-blooded. I mean, you got words on top of words or metaphors, like just everything, brother, and then the cadence. You just killed it, man. I always appreciate when you come through, man, but I'm always impressed as well with your pen, man. You got it, dog. You got it.
I appreciate it.
Already, man. I always appreciate you coming through, man, showing love, giving us this gift of your art, man, and hopefully you'll continue to do so. Come back next show, man.
Will do.
Already. That was Mr. 668 following Joe the Verbal, and they just destroyed it, y'all. I mean, that's how you come in and start a show. That's how you motherfucking spit. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 424 in the building.
What's up, y'all?
Yo, what's happening, man? Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
This is Anthony Arnold.
Already, how you doing, big brother?
Doing well. Celebrating a little bit. Southern California finally got some rain.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations, brother. I know y'all was struggling for a little bit. Y'all was out there just panting and dying for a little bit, man. It was kind of dry out there.
Bro, kind of. I didn't see some deserts with no water.
Hey, I'm going to say this, man. We was praying for it out here, too. We damn near got flooded out when we got it, so, man. I'm just saying, brother. All right. It can come when you want it, but it might come a little, you know, more than you expect. But I'm glad y'all straight out there, man.
Yeah, we got some. I think we're supposed to get some for the whole weekend, so we'll see.
Already, that's what's up, man. I know you've been enjoying the show so far. We know coming through with all this talent. I know you're about to add to it and do your thing. Like I said last time, I heard you. You ain't gonna fool me this time. I'm ready for whatever. You spit tonight. I'm prepared.
All right. This is a piece that I submitted for a challenge.
Uh-oh.
In the Black Poetry Cafe.
Okay.
It did okay. I got second place out of it, so it did all right.
That's what's up. All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing with him. I'm press mute. Mic is yours.
Piece is called What Does America Owe to Me? What does America owe to me? 400+ years, generations removed from our homelands, stolen by those from across the oceans, sold like animals, beaten within an inch of their lives. Sometimes past that inch. Boy, you stole from me? No, sir. I ain't never been in the big house. Tie him up and bring me the Widowmaker. The screams could be heard all over the plantation. Hang him up so they all can see. July 4, 1776, freedom for Americans. Yet my people were not free. We were not the people the Constitution spoke of. We could not fight for our freedom. Dred Scott proved this. June 19, 1885, in the heat of Texas, General Order 3 finally set us free. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. We were still not considered people. If we tried to have our own, it was either taken or destroyed. Black Wall Street bombed. Rosewood burned. Oscarville submerged. Philadelphia again bombed. Lives lost, murdered, slaughtered, lynched. Men, women, and the little children. Emmett, George Denny, Trayvon, and Breonna. Those killed trying to find freedom, fighting for civil rights. Those who were never seen again. And those who were made examples of in the town square. Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Fred Hampton, those who spoke up, murdered. Walter Scott, Philando Castile, Sandra Bland, driving while black, murdered. Eric Garner, George Floyd, existing while black, murdered. Reparations, what can you give us? Can you bring back the lives taken? Can you give back the history lost the generations of our ancestors removed. The damage done to our people can never be changed, nor can it be apologized away. You tell us to get over it, yet you celebrate the rest. You hide from our history, say that it is harmful, yet look around you. History is repeating itself. So what does America owe me? Nothing. Nothing at all. For you see, trying to erase us from history will be your downfall, not mine. Namaste. That's it, peace.
Bro, you covered it all in this, you said it all in this piece here. I mean, you talked about all levels of what has happened to us in this entire time frame. And your pieces a lot of times make people think, make people want to talk about stuff. And quite honestly, kind of today, you know, with a lot that's been going on across the pond, you know, brothers and sisters are feeling a certain way about the celebration of a, not a celebration, but how people are mourning a certain individual who a lot of people didn't feel cared about us. And a lot of times it was thrown back in our face what America's done. Look here, we ain't forgot about America either. We ain't forgot about what's happened to us here either. And that's the point. It's the reason why we all are unbothered about, you know, a certain incident that happened. So, quite honestly, man, that piece was really needed today, man. I felt that piece. It really put a lot of things, you know, in my mind and heart. And that's what you do with poetry, man. I appreciate that when you come through, man. One of the things you said, talking about the slave plantation and how screams could be heard and people are being hung so everyone could see. And then you talked about Black Wall Street. And then you talked about how police were doing the same thing today. Like, there's no end to it. And it's funny how we can write poems that talk about police brutality 5, 6, 7 years ago, and it sounds like you wrote it today. But let me go and get off the soapbox, man. I appreciate you coming through, Dallas.
No, you good, bro. I
about to get me over here.
I like the way you come back after I'm done, and you break it down to the point where if they didn't understand it when I did it, maybe they might understand it when you come through afterwards. So I appreciate that.
Hey, man, I think it's about anybody would understand, but I want to convey how it resonates with me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I can appreciate about the work that you do, man. It resonates because, you know, a lot of times, you know, these things are not written about in the way that you may do it or somebody else may do it, and it may not hit everybody the same. So these pieces are always needed from the perspective of individual poets. So I can always appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate the platform to be able to get it out there, and maybe it'll resonate with somebody somewhere.
Already. I know it did. I know it did, man. Appreciate you as always coming out and doing your thing. Looking forward to what you might bring to us next time we do the show. Hopefully you can also kick back with us and continue to listen, man. Hit the inbox or the event page of the poets that you appreciate, man, and then keep rocking with us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Already. That was Anthony Arnold doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 562 in the building.
What's up? How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm great. I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hold on for a second.
Man,
I need to do something here. That's working. Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
All right. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind letting everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
I am Samuel Rayne Benjamin, a.k.a. Complicated Passion.
Already. Good to see you back on the show, brother. How you been?
I miss y'all because, you know, I mean, sometimes, like I said, I be doing live shows sometimes and then I can't make it, but I saw this earlier. I think I saw the post. It was last week or something. I'm like, I'm there. So I'm here.
Already. Always appreciate you when you come through, man. I know you're a busy man writing, you know, your 100th book, you know, so I understand, man. You're busy, bro.
I'm damn sure getting there. Let me tell you,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm on a mission. You better watch out. I mean, you know, when I'm gone, they're going to miss me. But not really, because I'm going to keep. So the books are going to keep coming.
Already. I have no problem with that. Actually, I envy that, man. I got the one. I thought I was going to do something. I ain't putting nothing else since, so I got to get on the ball, brother. I'm telling you, you're inspirational.
Oh, yeah. You definitely need to reach out to me. You definitely need to reach out to me. And so I can light that fire, you know, so that you, because your talent, everyone should have a moment to share in that. And they can if you don't put it out there for them to have.
Already.
So
definitely appreciate that. Call me out there, man.
Hell yeah, shit. In fact, inbox me, or whatever they call it now, because, you know, I'm old, so I don't know what the young people call it, but. Hit me up so we can exchange numbers, and then so you can reach out to me so that I could push you, because you're a damn good poet, and you're not sharing enough of yourself. No.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, man. I'll hit you up in the DM is what they call it, man. I hit you in the back channel, whatever they call it, man.
On the back channel, yeah, that thing, yeah. The young people got me.
All right. But yeah, man, I appreciate you coming through. So I know you got something that you're ready to share. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. It's been a while since I've tasted beautiful, arousing earth tones, and she be like coffee in my morning. Her essence flows through me. I tell her she's that preview to my pain. And we love hard. Have you ever felt a black rain? I can never let her go. She tells me the same when she says, I'm your fiend, dog man. And she's off the chain. Called me the macking game. I'm just hungry for her love. I show her. She has never been loved like this. These moments of a passionate kiss will be as though the desert were yearning for the sea. From these contemplations, ascertain this nirvana, finding that passageway to forever. My hunger whispering for the air she breathes. You see, we all flow differently. Some of us flow rhyme and call it therapy. And she said, my words got waves, so I took out my pen like she asked me. She said, write into me and make it nasty. Now she knows I would read her. It felt good discovering myself's true story, this past forgotten, these ancient memories feeding my soul. I wanted more, and she was giving. Invited me like home, she shared her emotions, leaving echoes on wall paintings. I spoke her name, and she's dark girl magic. It wasn't her appearance I fell into, thinking this what makes me. She was that dare I needed, I had to. She spoke her mind, and I don't mind the inner beauty moves me. I could taste the hunger. After all, she's temptation. If only she knew, a dark girl, I'll be loving you with all of my senses. Not just the five they mention, my 360 coming in dimension, encompassing. If I were making love, I would inhale the scent of you like the sheep do. Take your breath away like a silent movie to be deeper into you. You singing to me and I come alive. The fire in your body engulfs the depth of my soul and I feel you like music. Now, Renaissance poetry. You can call me what you want, but love me like you're insane. Don't water down your affections. Give in to me like you want these directions. Let me set the fire inside of you. Now imagine what I'm going to do. Feel me. Touch me. Tease me just a little. Let me in deep. I'm that complicated freak out to get it. Embrace my dare. Let me hit this right here. I'm that number 9 zodiac sign, Sagittarius. I am complicated passion, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio Live. Thank you.
Already, I see what you did there, incorporating Renaissance and Epiphany. I see you, brother. But look,
oh yeah, got to make it happen.
You not gonna start off the poem. It's been a while since I tasted beautiful. Man, come on, brother. You just gonna come out the gate right into me and make it nasty. He said, I wanted more than she was giving, leaving echoes on wall paintings. You want to inhale her scent like the sheets do. Brother, you right. Look, I can't even do it justice, man. You got all the lines, brother. You got all the lines. Brother.
Oh, that's years and years of writing and years of listening to everything they say.
Already. Oh, that's what you're supposed to do. See, I'm the complicated freak. I'm that number 9 zodiac sign. I heard you, brother. I see. I know. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
I got you. I hear teaching and preaching. I got you.
That's the mission. That is definitely the mission. More of us to be writing, more of us to be listening and everything like that. So before I go, I got this new book coming out, which is called A Prelude to Passion. And it's coming out in October. And it's going to be a digital download and a paperback.
That. Matter of fact, if you have any links already, put it on the event page. Let us see that. And also, if you want to, you know, put a link to any of the other books or, you know, your whole collection or whatever, you know, link you got for that, go ahead and put that up as well. Let us click on that and check you out.
I would definitely do that as soon as I can get to Facebook. Let's make it happen.
That's what's up, right, man.
I do appreciate
you
guys for coming on and sharing.
Indeed, man. You're welcome anytime. Hopefully next show you're able to make it back. You know, if not, we understand you're doing your thing. And, you know, anytime you can make it back, we appreciate it. But if you also can stick around, check out everybody else, holler at everybody else, let them know you appreciate them as well. We appreciate that. And I'll get with you next time, man.
Okay, and before I go, I will be in Houston on October the 26th and 27th. I will be in Dallas on October the 28th and 29th. I will be in Atlanta November the 2nd through the 7th. And so if you're in those cities, check a brother out.
Indeed. Also, you know, there's links up there too, man. Just put it on Facebook. Let us check you out, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
All righty, brother. Catch you next time, man.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Complicated Passions is doing his thing. We got to go to the next caller here. We got 346 in the building.
Good evening.
Good evening. You let everybody know who we have the pleasure of talking to tonight.
This is Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen.
Already. Well, welcome back. I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. It's been, you know, one of those types of shows, you know, how we get down. Looking forward to see what you're going to add to the pot of gumbo we got here. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is called Ancestors Cries Throughout the Night. Stars shining so beautifully. I hear the ancestors of long ago screaming crying, wailing, as their life's blood were poured out onto the soil. Their bodies hung from trees. The pain and misery found no relief until death took them into the spiritual realm. Agony and destruction without cause or reason. I dropped my head, feeling their suffering and hearing their crying. I'm in a time warp, held backwards in time. I'm feeling deeply their sorrow. It is heavily upon my consciousness. I look over at the trees who bear witness to the horrors and traumas that took place so many hundreds of years ago. Slavery of unjust design, tortures of not only the body but also the mind. After all these many years, their great-great-grandchildren can still find no peace and harmony. Instead of ropes, now it's firearms. The white robes and hoods now are blue uniforms. Yet unjust, needlessly bringing another murder to heaven's gate. Again, a mother's anguished cry for her child's death. Slaughter unleashed upon another family's painful reality. The bloodlust continues on as the body count skyrockets. Anger and sadness flowing throughout the nation again and again and again. When will there be enough blood to quench their thirst? When will there be enough bodies in the morgue? How many must cry, wail, scream, filling the streets with a river of blood and tears before all of these injustices come to an end? A country who says they are a land of justice and humanity's hero constantly is turning a blind eye and deaf ears to the innocent blood of those that are slaughtered daily. There is no love found at the end of a gun. The silence during this night speaks to horrific circumstances and behaviors that have been allowed to happen for 400 years. I cry to God to please keep all safe and surround everyone with your angels. I beg him to touch the heart of the merciless, to change hate to love, to bring peace and harmony throughout every area of this country, to open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf, to heal in body and mind, to feel mercy and compassion in those who are void of them, to keep all safe from harm and destruction, to bring his children with strength and determination, to never allow another victim to fall prey to the evil monsters that seek blood and death. Unfortunately, humans have free will and can choose to listen to the angels or to the demons. Humanity is slipping farther and farther into the fires and hell's pit. It seems the answer, may God have mercy upon this nation. Musings of Emilia C. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
And once again, you have spoken a word from, you know, the mother's perspective, from, you know, perspective of someone who understands what's going on today. You know, one of the lines you said that really just stuck out to me, you said that the white robes were replaced by the blue uniforms. That says it all. Like, that literally says it all. And, you know, you stay on the page with it. You definitely are giving us perspective, and we always appreciate when you come through and do that. And thankful that you continue to show love to the show, and hopefully you'll continue to do so as we move forward.
Absolutely, and I thank you for your kind words. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Hope to catch you next show. Already, what you say? Go ahead and say you're live, or you want to say it? Say you're live.
One love, one mic, and I absolutely will be here next show.
Already, appreciate you coming through, and hopefully you can stick around and continue to enjoy the rest of the show. All right, we got one more call. I believe we can get in before we get to the break. We got 901 in the building.
Hello?
Well, hello.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. You know, when you get a new phone, you haven't quite figured out how to... I couldn't get back to the screen.
Oh, shit. I need you to work on that, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
It's been a minute since I heard you on here. I'm glad to hear your voice. Let everybody know who we got on the mic today.
This is Angela Sun Toucher Patterson. Some know me as Pretty Paws.
Already. How you been, ma'am?
I am well.
And that is good to hear. Glad that you made it to the show, man. You know, I didn't expect you to press one. I'm glad you did.
To me too. I'm surprised. I started rethinking this thing. It's like, oh, I really did.
Everybody's so wonderful on here.
I haven't written in years, and so everybody's so awesome. And I'm like, no, I'm about to press one again.
Look here. Anybody who knows Pretty Paws knows she can go. We ain't trying to hear all that. We know you can go. Whatever poem that you wrote.
So long.
Hey, you still got it?
And this was,
you still got it.
I surely hope so. And this is just a little fun piece I wrote at like 7:30 in the morning.
You know what? Sometimes those are the best pieces, and I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, because it's a true piece, and so I'm dropping the kids off at school, and there's always like a line wrapped around the dang city. So I just kind of wrote it in my car because I was thinking about it, and so
right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what that was.
That's what's up. All righty. Well, shoot, I'm ready. If you are, we'll go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. It's entitled "For Inspiration's Sake." I was awakened this morning, and I'm okay. And it was 4 in the morning, but in that moment, I wasn't sure if it was the next day. A little tap on my bedroom door, a small voice saying, "Mimi, it's me." And all I was thinking was, I didn't ask. It didn't matter. There are 4 of them. All I know is I woke up, but I'm okay. But I did ask that small voice to go to bed, whoever you are, my bed, your bed, your mama's bed, just a bed. See, I wasn't quite sure in that moment if it was the next day. And if it was, Lord, I thank you. I'm okay. And since there was no alarm that sounded, I was just going to be on my merry way back to La La Land where Jodeci and them plays. Y'all may not understand that. It doesn't make sense to you, but let me tell you, it's when you hear music in those drifts, that good drift, that drift whereas my eyes roll back, whereas my limbs release control, whereas my head tips toward wherever the tilt in my torso leans, even if it's unnoticeably slight to the eye, whereas my heart slows, but it's okay, it only slows. That kind of gist that if someone is looking at me, they would be like, she's smiling, and yeah, she's okay. The small voice crawls into my bed because she knows it's okay. And together we share one of six pillows in the REM stage of slumber, and it's okay, at least for a half an hour. Move, scoot over there in your own air, but she's okay, just happy that she got a chance to stay. And soon that alarm sounded, and I'm okay, and once again, Lord, I thank you. It's a good one, I must say. I've got foreign things in my body that bring forced whimpering from my voice box because it creates pain. My hair follicles are gone, never to return. Weight reduced to the memories of my teen years. Strength reduced to the memories of preteen. But you know, I'm okay. The heavens told me so before I woke up on this day. Said, you've got a duty to do, so be blessed in your stay, in your stay. Said, create some comfort in your uncomfortable worldly life. Said, create a little buzz for inspiration's sake. Said, put a smile on even the devil's face. Maybe he'll leave you alone, maybe not. He is, in fact, the devil. Said, fear only me. Said, use the gifts given to you. Said, write a poem telling the people you're okay. Said, tell the people they will be okay. And I said, nodding my head joyously in agreement, okay. In peace.
Why do you poets get on here and act like y'all still ain't got the gift? Man, come on. Your gift of storytelling and your playful voice and banter is always missed. I love this piece. But I need this line back because it just really, really made me smile. When you were talking about hearing the music and that good drift, you're talking about Jodeci. And give me that back. Like, I like that line.
Okay. I'll just be on my merry way back to La La Land where Jodeci and them plays. You may not understand that, but let me tell you is when I hear music in those drifts, that good drift, that drift, whereas my eyes roll back, whereas my limbs release control, whereas my head tips toward wherever my torso leans, even if unnoticeably slight to the eye, whereas my heart slows, but it's okay, it only slows. That drift that if someone is looking at me, they would swear I'm smiling, and they say, yeah, she's okay.
Pretty good. I love that line. Well, this entire piece is power. You speak in power through this piece, and that's what also makes this a beautiful piece. For you know, you to be able to write like this, man, the inspiration that you give, and I know that's what you want to do, but you definitely inspire, and I always love to hear you spit, and I'm grateful that you were able to come through and use that power to spit, because I know it's hard sometimes for you, so we're thankful that you did that, and I always appreciate when you come through, son. Dang,
miss
hearing that spit. You got me smiling over here. Look, I feel real good. I appreciate you doing
you got
that.
Me smiling.
I love that piece.
Thank you. Oh, sorry.
Already. Stop all that. So hopefully,
well,
I just
got over COVID, so I still have
I know. You ain't got to apologize. You're good. You ain't got to apologize for all that. Hopefully, you know, you'll be able to listen to, you know, the rest of the show. I understand if you fall asleep, we will not fault you. I understand. But I'm just thankful that you made it through tonight.
Yeah, I'm still not really sleepy. I'm kind of nauseous, but I'm not sleepy, so I'll be here for as long as I can. All right.
That's what's up. Definitely appreciate that. Hope to catch you next show. That was Angela's son, Tasha, coming through, doing her thing. This is Renaissance Poetry. We're going to go ahead and go to the refresh break, hit you with two songs, and come back with host spit. You are listening to Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We will be right back.
Yeah. Peace, everybody. Give us just a moment. Trying to make sure Blog Talk is not trying to interrupt greatness. So just give us a moment and bear with us. I just want to tell y'all, as always, y'all come through with such amazing, amazing poetry. I mean, I look forward to this show every other Friday to see what next level ink y'all are going to bring, and you never, never cease to amaze us. Just thank you so much for coming through, trusting us with your pen, trusting us with your gifts, being able to share with us every time we're on. It's a blessing. We could not do this without y'all, and we really, really appreciate it from the top. Joe coming in, ripping the mic, Mr. 668, Amelia coming in, everybody just coming through, giving us love, supporting us. We could not make this platform without y'all. We are so appreciative of everything you do. So one love, one mic, just give us a minute. Little technical difficulties, but they can't stop greatness, so stay tuned.
She is my Gaia, Mother Earth to be exact, the exact image of the ancestors without blemish. The universe is the witness as legs spread from the Milky Way to Andromeda. I taste cosmic ambrosia before dark energy fits in between. In the middle is the melting of two. Internal combustion, the outward bank is big, and we give birth to constellations with our names on it, Shama and Parwana. Yet African and elevated like Rwanda, the moth continues to get burned. She enjoys the flame as it flickers and lights fire to her insides, bringing light to all of her dark corners. Many Small deaths occur, but no need to call the coroners. Eye corner, her in her own mind, her third eye fixed, mental stimulation that causes the body convulsions and fits mixed with ashes that burn away all that's sane. All I'm saying is she loses her mind fucking with me. I mean, is the moth insane for continuing to fly into the flame? I continue to fly through her sky while setting fire to her Serengeti, gifted yet mentally ravaged like Donizetti. She willingly gives herself over to the insanity. Icarus flying into the sun, she's melting like libelous libations poured over me. She's disrespectful words only seen in poetry that mean the opposite of what they normally mean. I mean, isn't it disrespectful to sit on my face and drown me, to make me a martyr in her water? Yet the reality is we exchange life and death. Shakespeare be damned, I cram her learned lessons. She drinks my perfection. Her essence flows on my skin as I soak in all of her nuance. Her explosion is a talent reminiscent of the Harlem Renaissance giving birth to black art. I'm being told my mic is going in and out or something, so I'm just going to bring in my sisters because it is not meant for me to spit. Y'all there?
I'm here. I can hear you.
What's going on? They are not letting me be great tonight.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. You there, Kim?
Okay.
Kim, you there?
Sure.
You're on mute?
Yeah, I got you now. I don't know what Blog Talk is doing, man.
I done went through this poll twice with everything open. I don't know what it is. But y'all can
okay.
hear me fine now.
Now I can hear you, yep. Everything's cool. You good?
Ain't nothing. I ain't changed a thing. I changed a thing. I don't know what it is. Well, I guess it ain't meant for me. I'm gonna let y'all do y'all thing. My poem wasn't meant for tonight or something. Blog Talk ain't feeling me tonight.
Okay. What you got? Music? What's going on?
No, I'm gonna let y'all gonna do y'all thing. Y'all look. It's still host spirit. Like, y'all still some hosts?
Actually.
Do y'all thing.
But for real, I did hear your piece. Like, I could hear you. The second time when you came back.
Okay, well, I got another one saying I got lost. I got another message saying I got lost.
Yeah,
I
don't know. The frequencies is off out here. They trying it, but we ain't buying it.
Well, what we going to do is go ahead and let the hurricane go ahead and flood every daggum thing, because I'm telling you, that's going to make y'all forget what just happened. And then Sister Taraji going to come through here. We going to pass the plate. That's what we going to do. We going to keep it rocking.
Pass
y'all ain't going to worry me.
Pass the plate.
We're going to go ahead and do the thing. Hey, don't make me get all up.
Jessica.
Jessica.
Oh,
now, I don't know how you feel about it. I think it feels awesome. Look, don't give me stuff. Look, we're going to go ahead and go to the hurricane and let her do her thing. I will press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. All right, so here we go. Damn. Sometimes it feels like Halloween all year round in my part of town, but it goes deeper than trick-or-treat or pillowcases filled with money and sweets. See, some people you've known all your life will walk past you and you wouldn't even know it. And creativity is no mystery, yet everyone strives to be a little more complex than the next. while tripping over their own steps. And I joke not, because this one's defiant to mask. Hiding behind transparent glass, little red Corvette traveling nowhere fast, giving up the ass to every man she passes. Yet she passes the word of gospel and claims she's Pentecostal. Please. This is a woman who spent most of her life on her knees charging fees for her sexual expertise, yet she leads everyone to believe because of the mask she wears, you see, that she is holier than thou. See, sad case, because even in our workplace, we come face to face with racists stating certain faces should live in different places, but what is this basis upon which they place this thesis, stereotypical speeches, yet they try to camouflage their entourage of ignorant people? You incognito? I don't think so, because I've peeped your style and pulled your file and read amongst my people the evil that is seen through peekaboo. We see you, yet you try to hide behind your corporate walls, phony-ass smiles, loan applications, and court trials. See, clever you are, but not quite enough, because even behind your mask, I can still call your bluff. See, even when I look outside my window, I can see an Escalade truck filled with opioids, fentanyl, and dope. And I damn near choke, because your PhD in street pharmacy is killing off our mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers while leaving families broken. Yet your intellectually malnourished brain allows these lame dames to kneel down and give brain all the claim fame and inject their veins with pain. But what's really a shame is that some of you will sell to the same wounds from which you came. Now, please explain how you maintain your sanity from this type of vanity of fast cash, bling, bling, money ain't a thing, will go to any measure for materialistic pleasure, to look like a baller, but you're really a fallen soul. Yet to the spiritually challenged, this hustle is viewed as a necessary task to achieve their goals, but they're really blindfolded by your mask. See, she asks herself daily if she can just fit in. She wants to blend her curves in with the others, hoping she will be viewed as thin. Hunger pains and her esteem growl from within, begging to be fed with stuff that will weigh more than lettuce leaves, allowing her true image to breathe. See, something was spoken to her juvenile spirit about the way her thighs rubbed together and how the fullness of her face erased her chance to be photographed as beautiful. And ever since that day, her fingers fondled her tonsils until a response of regurgitated pain covered her fingernails past her cuticles, and she argues with her better judgment and lies to her own eyes in the mirror, saying, I am fine. I am fine. Yet each time, after each line, a tear about faced upon her face, erasing her chance to be believable. See, they smile so wide, standing side by side with expensive wedding bands and the picture-perfect attire, draped in labels and designers that portray status. Everybody says they've got it all. But the walls of their lavish homes speak in tones of anger between what seems to be two strangers. The children cover their ears, hoping to drown out the sounds of a verbal war. Two sets of ears, yet no one's really listening, but they're hurting. Yet they're emerging weaponry from their throats. She hopes to make him taste the backwash of her tears for every year that her dignity disappeared when he smeared her trust in his lust for something extra with stilettos that didn't fit her feet. And he's sweet at playing the keys to her guilt's piano, as each time he looks at their firstborn, he is torn and scorned that the DNA is not a match. See, the outsiders envy, believing they have plenty, ignorant to the painful truth that their lavish house full of the finer things is actually empty. See, we all wear our masks to help us survive the pain and hardship that we endure in our lives. But tell me this, when you're through fooling everyone else and you take off your mask, can you still look at yourself? Peace.
I was just
and God.
Waiting to hear. Oh, you're going straight in. Okay, I didn't realize. Okay, I was just trying to make sure that, you know, the water was out the way before you spit. You don't need to get electrocuted. But, you know, go ahead, do your thing.
Nah, that was dope, by the way. Man.
I'm just saying.
She buried her trust in his love. Man. Come on.
Like she said too much. She said too much. It's so many lines in this piece. I was going to say, hey, give me this one back. And then I was like, well, no, I want her to give me this one back. I can't.
But then, you want this other one back.
I need to record it. I need the whole thing. Matter of fact,
yeah.
Did you send that one?
They need to go
did
on
you send
the,
that one to Old Boy? Because
that
need to go on the record.
You sent
they
that
need
out.
To go on record. You send that one?
No, that ain't the one.
I got two, but that ain't
gonna,
one of them.
But you're going
to send
it. But you're
going to
send
it.
But you're going to send it.
I'm just saying
that. But that's gonna make a cut, though, right?
It might. You never know.
Just go on and let that make the cut. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna move on out the way. Because coming to the stage, y'all, is my sister, my Venus to my Serena. Tennis court player. She got long this is my sister, okay? Don't y'all come up in here trying to claim nothing, okay? But this is my sister, Miss Trisha Stanberry, a.k.a. Sister Taraji. Let's go!
Don't head spit.
I cannot. Anyway. And God created woman so that all you atoms of the world would not be alone. The very essence of perfection, because I am the completion to a species called mankind, woman. The very womb of man where seeds are planted, where divine life takes place. My eyes are the windows to your souls. My eyes are the windows to your souls. My eyes are the windows to your soul. My hands, they build, give, nurture, and protect. I am soft yet strong. I am sensual yet serious, and I demand my respect. Come at me. The lioness in me will attack. But if you love me, I'll give love back. Sweet, sensational, ambitious, thrifty, gifted, and true, I am the one created to complete you. I am woman. Out of me is birthed many nations of warriors coming to possess the land, coming to conquer Babylon. I am the mother of an army of sons and daughters, and more than conquerors are we, more than conquerors are we, more than conquerors are we. My very nature is bold, alive, and victorious. I am sensitive yet fierce. Listen, let me whisper in your ears. Shh. Listen, let me whisper in your ears. Shh. Listen, let me whisper something in your ears. I am woman, my peace.
And there you have it. All I need everybody to do is put whatever you got in the collection plate. It don't matter if it fold or if it jingle. We just need all of that, please, so we can put that in the plate and we can get that over to Sister Taraji so she can get the lights on in the church, because I'm telling you, this is what we need, the amen walls. I appreciate that piece there. You look here.
We get new robes after that.
Embroiders.
Okay.
Embroidered robes. You hear me? Embroidered.
You know that?
Well, my initials
you
on the chest.
But real talk, sis, that was dope, you know. I love, you know, you come through with the healing, you come through with the soul, you remind us of what we need to get back to. Powerful, powerful artists. Just, I love being next to y'all, just all of y'all, you two,
all of the people that came through earlier. Much love. Thank y'all so much for being with us. We know Blog Talk tried it tonight, but whatever, because they could never stop this greatness. We going to keep on moving. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We does that. Mm-hmm. That's what we does.
I'm just saying, look, I don't need the spit for this show to be great. These poets that come through here are killing it all the time. And I'm telling you, I come here for them anyway. So I'm thankful that y'all are here doing your thing. And we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. I appreciate my sisters coming through and saving host spit, because I don't know what's going on. But we're going to keep it moving. We got all these callers that pressed one. And we'll make sure we're going to get y'all in here.
Let's get it. Let's go.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 713 in the building.
Greetings.
Yo, what's happening?
Oh, man, it sounds good, man. It sounds good. Mic check, mic check.
Hey, I think it's my mic. I don't know what. Look, Renaissance, I mean, Blog Talk said, we tired of you coming in with this host bit. So they did what they did. But, man, y'all going to handle the business. So let everybody know who we got on the mic tonight.
This is James Rencher, a.k.a. Sir Lawrence.
Already, Sir Lawrence, back in the building. How you been, bro?
Good. Been good, man. Been good. You know, got 2-3 things on the plate and everything, and if I can live up to this pressure y'all put out.
Hey, man, you always come through. You always come through, man. I ain't surprised, man. I already know. Look, I don't put nothing past you, because I done heard your poetry. I heard your poetry. I'm saying, you're going to come in here and you're going to try to sweet talk the panties off of somebody. I don't look. I'm not even going to play with you right now. I already know you're going to live up to the hype. So I'm going to press mute and the mic is yours.
Hey. What is her name? One would have to agree with that much personality. Surely he has a name. Since we haven't met, I can only imagine her amatory as I see you and her being very close. Taking the time to deal with her with much care, even down to brushing her hair, her lips, even though lately she hasn't had much to say. Would she be more talkative with the right microphone? You know, if a thermometer isn't inserted properly, you can't get an accurate body temperature. The best part of anything is the middle or center, like tasting something good to eat. When you take it from one side of your mouth to the other, the real savoring is the anticipation on its way to the other side. The thought of her succulent makes me continue. Her warm moistness surrounding and cascading over me will make me take you to the place where you hide your bag of freedom. Should we ever meet, our intimacy will cause me to name her if she doesn't already have a name. For me, you see, it's being in tune with positive pressure, like a key when inserted into a lock. The right key will unlock the door, but one must turn on the knob to open the door. Then there's admittance into the room. Once in the room, discoveries take place, like what's in the room How do the walls feel? Is the floor slippery? Do I need to nudge some furniture to come all the way inside? Have you noticed that there are three levels, upper, center, and lower? That's the difference of running in and out or taking the time to notice. You know, whatever her name is, somehow I feel I already know her. So long.
Look here, Mr. Slick. Coming here with all this, you know what I'm saying? Look, every time you come in here, you got something slick to say on the mic. And I don't know what you over there talking about. I can't live up to. Man, look, you already know what your poetry is doing. You already know how to deliver your poetry. You already know how you be writing these stuff. You know, I'm not even finna hit these lines up because they're too sweet for me. I got diabetes, man. I ain't even finna say all that stuff. I'm just saying. You got the lines, brother. Man, I always appreciate you coming through, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Complimenting the house. That's what I be doing.
All right, man. I always appreciate when you come through, man. Enjoy, you know, your energy and all of that, man. You're on the event page. You shout people out, man. You know, you one of those good brothers, man. So I always appreciate when you come through. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to make it back to the next show.
Absolute, man. Absolute.
All righty. We'll go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 323 in the building.
This is Sincere from Los Angeles. What's going on, Mr. Renaissance?
Yo, what's happening with you, brother, man? I'm sorry for your loss, dog. Sorry for your loss, man.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, I just, you know, that had to hurt a little bit. But, yeah, y'all still
yeah,
good.
You know,
game,
but we got that chip.
Game,
we got that chip, and, we it's all right. We good.
Yeah,
we're going to be at the end. We're going to see what happens with Philly and everybody else.
Already. I see you still got that good energy. You ain't letting nothing bring you down. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Much go-go swing in me. Come on, my man.
Already, man. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far, man. Glad that you were patient enough to let us make it to you, man, and get you on the mic.
Absolutely. Shout out to everybody before me. Fantastic. And, man, just a salute to you having a platform. That being said,
already,
I'm ready.
Man. Already, I got you. Press a mute. Mic is yours.
No way you telling me the queen we must mourn from a colonizer who colonized America. America whom? We broke away in 1776, but no way. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about, has it gotten so bad here in America, there's no water available for the citizens of Mississippi to shower, bathe, and even drink? No one, no way, just like Flint, Michigan, Cross, Angels, American has no solution to fix since the state slavery laws are still in effect. And besides that, the citizens are black, Negro, niggas, Native Americans, Hebrews, non-white, and the greatest nations in the world, par none, slapsticks. I said, no way. How can American, let Mississippi have no water, or Flint, Michigan still drawn in the piss? I must have this silent hiss. But I get back to that. Not again. If we can't send out money, turn our currencies into crypto cash, and government are now in our business to monitor our funds when we work for the corporation of America, that means they're allowed to go on our banking accounts. What is going on here in Disneyland? La La Land, Los Angeles, disenfranchise me. Give me my own dyed water to kill myself now. No way you guys are paying attention to this. No way you guys here again. Shortage of water, food, and gas stations serving Negroes with common sensitivity on common ground. And we are not talking about the Polar Foundation New York either. We stand or let the devil, semi-dogs, keep hurting and hunting down all people of post-slavery Freemasons, freedmen, from which water and food was it given on rice and daylight savings? I get it. No way. You who belong to the underworld occultists face the grim descent to live in your secure, secret underground and let the purge begin on Black Lives Matter, and matters need to be addressed now, for everyone needs water to be decent and smell above average. Do you know, come to 2023, January 1st, Illinois will do away with protecting the citizens. The purge will begin, but that's no way for me to even comprehend. Some of you guys overlooking what I'm about to say. United States Corporation prints money backed by silver they took from the Confederacy. How are we still broke? Okay, now we are at war with the Negroes. We haven't sold out to the switch over propagate grand poobah allowance of Ledger 999.99 upside down. Even the devil has compromised with compassion, since all his workers need water to work in hell above death. Can you please send me an update on when the water in Flint, Michigan, Mississippi, get back online with the world inspiration war in Europe that has nothing to do with us, let alone the damn water in Mississippi, let alone Michigan, let alone this free world purge killing? What do I know? Since data shows we have been working on our own Holocaust annihilation against the black faces since 1800s. Can I buy a sip of water to bathe and brush my gum? Sincerely, John Doe, Black Operations Manager for the Corporate America We Trust in God's Name. Newsflash, we are at war with the gallows of America and the witch. Sincere from Los Angeles, no way. That's that piece.
Man, you better call these motherfuckers out, bro. You better call them out, dog. Every time you come to the show, you do the same thing, man. You try to teach us something, man. You're talking about what's happening with the brothers and sisters. You kind of remind me of Anthony Arnold with the way you get down with it. But I'm just saying, man, real talk, you call it out like you see it. You call it how you see it. And, you know, I love how you throw the delivery in there and you throw that energy, man, because you mean what you say. So, you know, definitely appreciate when you come through, man. It's been a minute, you know, since, you know, for a couple of weeks where I didn't do last show, but man, I'm telling y'all, I'll be missing the poetry y'all bring, man. So I look forward to this, man. Thank you for coming through again.
Man, I appreciate you. Salute to you. And have a blessed week. I'll see you on Sunday.
Already, bro. See you then.
Yes, sir.
Already. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 506 in the building.
Hello, it's Lady A.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm making it. We make it happen on the show.
It's just been great. There's a lot of wonderful poetry, and you've got a great show. You've got a good thing coming. I think everybody likes you as the host with the most, and I'm enjoying it.
I appreciate that as always. You know, you come through and support. You give us, you know, that good poetry that you bring, and you always show love to the poets who come before you, after you. You get on the event page, all that stuff. So we definitely, you know, enjoy when you come through. And I'm glad that you've enjoyed the show so far. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do as well. So I'm going to go ahead and press mute and let you handle your business. The mic is yours.
This piece is called Music, Lyrics, You. You are the music in my life. I am the lyrics in yours, and your fingers play me. Weightless, I am lifted out of body. I become the music. I become each note, and your fingers play me. I am transported to a dimension unknown where music speaks. Music hears, and your fingers play me. Floating, spirits blended, infused. Lyrics sing our love. Lyrics speak our love, and your fingers play me. Hearts race, pound and sink, touching, conjoined, inseparable. You, a part of me, and your fingers play me. No words exist to express, convey the beauty of our love, the union of flesh, and your fingers play me. Dance, we dance our notes like fluid, two tides meet, merge, meld, and your fingers play me. Silken sheets of music, lyrics, you sing upon my skin, sing into my bones, and your fingers play me. Your fingers play me. And peace.
Well, all right. There you go again. Hitting me with the type of poetry I don't be expecting. But, you know, I just got to be more prepared when you come through and do your thing. That was a very sensual piece. And I love how you paint the picture. And that's one of the things. It doesn't matter what you're spitting. It doesn't matter what you're spitting. You're always able to paint this picture. And the words that you use that describe are just so vibrant. You can almost reach out and touch them. And I love that about your poetry. So always appreciate when you come through and do your thing. And
thank you so much.
Look forward to the next show. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you coming through. Hopefully you can continue to sit and check out the show. And talk to you next time.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Already. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. We got 832 in the building.
Hello.
Well, hello. Who do we have on the mic?
Everybody in this room should know who this is. Lyrical Vision Max.
Who? Say your name again.
Lyrical Vigilante.
What's going on, man? Been waiting for you to hit this mic, man. How you been?
Been good, shoot. I've been doing it like Tupac, just coming up with more material anytime I get up on that motherfucking mic.
Already, man. That's what's up. That's what's up. So far,
by the way.
The name that you use on Facebook, is that the same name that you use right now, or you got like a poetry name, or how's that work on Facebook?
I got multiple names. Miracle Vigilante is one of them. Scriptonian.
Okay, so yeah. So what my people do on the event page, they're going to look up Lyrical Vigilante unless you're going to tag something on there for us or, you know, so we can put you on. We put you on the event page so everybody can see you and then they can hear you spit and they can, like, you know, try to chop it up with you, connect with you and all of that.
Oh, shoot. I can still look me up as Eric Gerard Battles.
All right. You know, you're getting all fancy, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make sure that you're out there.
Oh, sure.
I see you, you know, appreciate you sharing the show earlier and all of that, man. I see you were looking forward to getting on here and doing your thing.
No problem. I got a couple new ones, so
I ain't going to hold you up there. I'm going to let you do your thing and press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Tell me, my dear future queen, are you ready? Ready to be the main source of my eternal epiphany? Ready to give yourself solely to me and only me? Ready to forsake all others, making me still be every man's epitome? So much so that we digitize our love forever to mean archives of our greatest grandchildren see. That our story lasts longer than How I Met Your Mother did on TV. Did you want me to pull a Darnell Jones telling you it is with you where I want to be? Paying tribute to boys and men getting down on one bended knee. So I ask you, aren't you tired of the long nights of no communication? The absurdity amount of unread love letters written by my lyrical penetration. Frustrated by my incessant need for my mental masturbation. All I see that went on through an obscene amount of toxic stimulation. Don't know about you, but I want to bring us back to a place of great joy where our love would bring. It passes so strong, it was as if our love had a song for me to sing. That what I saw in us will last longer than a summer spring. So take this moment that I cherish the most. When I look into your eyes and I give you this ring. If you sure know what time it is, I ain't even got to say it.
Okay, brother. So I need you to just go ahead and put that on the event page, man. Let us check that out there. I like to know the Donnell Jones you throw off, and that's one of my favorite, you know, songs right there, brother. That's an artist I appreciate, man. I see you doing your thing. What prompted you to write this piece? What really pushed you to write this piece here?
I was just looking for some beat to come up with. You know what I'm saying? I've basically been writing new material for the past, over the past week now.
Okay. Right. Well, this is just some spontaneous stuff right now. Okay. All right, man. I ain't mad at you. Keep doing your thing over there. You're writing more than I am. I'll tell you that. I ain't wrote nothing in a minute. So you got me on that, brother. Appreciate you coming through, man, and showing love to the show. Hopefully, you know, you'll be able to make it through next time. It's been a minute since you've been on here. And, you know, keep rocking with us, man. Appreciate you.
No problem. I'll be there on the Voice Behind the Pen on Monday.
All right. I know they're going to appreciate that. That's what's up. So I'll holler at you, man, next time.
No problem.
All right. So we're going to go to the next caller on the mic. We have 707 in the building.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Who do we have the pleasure of having on the mic?
This lady ain't misbehaving.
I ain't going to do it to you. You know how I was going to have you say what I needed to say. But it's all good. You're hard-headed. That's all good. But appreciate you coming to the show, ma'am.
Man, you guys, all three of you guys went in and all the other pros did, too.
Could you hear what I said at all? I mean, I don't understand. I don't know what happened to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know what that was. But, yeah, Kim and them did their thing. You know, we got to pass the collection plate. And, you know, because, you know, the collection plate also helps us clean up the water because, you know, the damage hurricane does. So got to have a collection plate for all of that.
Okay.
But, you know, appreciate you making it back to the show. How you been?
Yep, I had the night off, so I said, yes, definitely coming.
All right, appreciate that. I see you out there traveling the world, ma'am.
I'm trying.
Look, I ain't even mad at you. I said, man, she in Paris. Look at this. All the places I've been, I ain't ever been to Paris. I said, look here. She's doing her thing like that. Yeah. I like those pictures, man. You enjoying yourself over there.
Yes, I did. I really did.
Already, that's what's up. So I know you came to do your thing. You know, I'm going to hold you. So I'm going to let you, you know, handle business. I'm going to press mute.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
Yeah, I'm going to hurry up and put this piece so that I don't miss too much of this movie. I'm going to pause it for a couple minutes. But this is titled Glass Houses. The devil's been busy lately. I paused it for a little bit, just a couple minutes. The devil's been busy lately for hating on me for whatever reason. Would treason be too harsh of a word? I heard the blade being raised right before it was pierced through my back, slapped in my face, such a diss. Grace under fire, murder for hire. The desire to assassinate my character killed friendships with loose lips. The cuts that were inflicted hurt. Dirt poured into open wounds. Soon war will be declared. Friendly fire. Wiretap conversations. Plan the disintegration of my mental stability. Michelle.
What?
I'm doing a pun.
He's doing a pee.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm doing a pun. Lord, I'm sorry. Plan the
You can start back from the top, Lily. Don't even worry about it. It's one of them nights. Don't even worry about it. Start back from the top, and you can get out of your business. But we need all of that.
Okay. The devil's been busy lately. People hating on me for whatever reason. Will treason be too harsh of a word? I heard the blade being raised right before it was pierced through my back, slapped in my face, such a diss. Grace under fire, murder for hire. The desire to assassinate my character killed friendships with loose lips. The cuts that were inflicted hurt. Dirt poured into open wounds. Soon war will be declared. Friendly fire. Wiretap conversations. Planned disintegration of my mental stability. The ability to break me down like bleach compound does the stained white teeth. The lack of dignity of so-called ladies who try to take my only resource that has assisted in feeding my babies. They're tramping around like bloodhounds in a search to quench their thirst. Bitches clean my flesh like leeches. Attempt to suck me dry until there's no more blood found. Glass houses, mine is shatterproof. Poof, be gone with you scoundrels. Couldn't handle me fairly, so I'm ganged up on apparently because they said that I'm intimidating. I passionately express myself in debates while they create stories since their lives are boring. Trying to destroy the house that I built. They felt no guilt, but soon the filth that they've slung will be the same that they drown in. Bullshit piling up to the nose and cut off the circulation to their airways with no way to survive. Do not resuscitate. Pull their fucking plugs. I wait for them to flatline. They're like crabs in a barrel. Climbing, fighting to stay alive, but they continue to fall in the sinkholes. I'm on top of my shit. Fuck them bottom hoes. Don't they know those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones? Unbeknownst to them, I wear big Timbs, so I stomp on motherfuckers like roaches. Break them up like poetry in motion. Let them choke from my potion. Spray Raid on those beetles. Place needles in their arms like dope fiends. Let them bleed through. I continuously poke through raggedy dolls like voodoo. Then watch them fall down slowly to the bottom of the earth. No rebirth, just cursed with a much-deserved payback thanks to my girl Karma. My long-handled spoon shoved them towards their doom, located in unmarked tombs, all alone with no kids or no spouses, just their broken glass houses. In peace.
You better go off. You better go off. I'm tripping. You went in on this piece right here. I mean, shit, if you didn't let them know, one of the lines you hit them up with, it said,
it's old
like,
piece,
crabs
but it was
in the
relevant
barrel.
For what's going on at
yes,
my job.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, it is relevant to a lot of people, like, you know, climbing to stay alive, but they continue to fall in the sinkholes. I'm on top of my shit, fuck them bottom holes. Like, I was like, she's going off. I love this piece.
Thank you.
Thankful that you were able to come through and spit it and give us that on the show. And, you know, enjoy your movie, Lily. Thank you for making time for coming through and getting on the mic.
Thank you. I'll still be listening to the show. Amazing as always.
Already. Appreciate you.
Much love.
Already. Was Lily doing her thing. So I got a little bit of time. And you probably won't make it because it's just one of those shows. But if you've been listening, you got to call in. But you got 10 seconds to call in before you get kicked off the show if you're listening on a computer. And I didn't get that to you. It's about that. So I appreciate y'all for coming out. And you're gone. So now we're going to go ahead and keep it up with the people who are actually on the line who called in. We're going to keep it moving. We can go to the next caller. We got 901 in the building.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Man, I'm trying to make it. This show ain't going to break me. It ain't going to break me.
Don't let it break you. I'm doing good. I'm doing all right. A little tired, but I'm doing all right. Michelle been doing pretty good. I heard you, and then I heard you cut out and everything, but your piece was still fire as hell. And my sisters, they cut a shine tonight as well. I've been enjoying.
Already, we appreciate that. You know, we do host bit hoping that, you know, we can give y'all the same energy and feeling that y'all give us. So, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, you got some of that, even though, you know, Blog Talk is you know, throwing a handful of snot on my stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we gonna do what it do.
Appreciate,
you know, you making time to get on the show as well and being patient because, you know, it's been a long show. And I'm ready to hear what you got, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Lead me to that place where my mind floats. Lily pads carries its exotic flowers and erotic notes. Tell me, can you carry me as such? They decorate my breathing space, then slowly fade away as I am lifted to that other space. My mind is cloudy, and my body needs to release. Tell me, is this where it shall occur? Take me away from the stress that I deal with from day to day. I'm exhausted. See, every day I live my life as the strongest, and I'm tired of issuing directions, and occasionally I just want and I need and I desire to be directed. Sometimes the mind is just exhausted, yet my thoughts are anxious. My body is wired, and I know that exactly what I need is gifted from my one and only sire. I've appointed you to awaken my wanting desires. Open the gates. Break the spell. I'm fucked up from society's standards along with this political hell. If only for a brief moment of time, man, I beseech you. I need you. Just help me. Just free my mind. Please, please, please. Oh, just leave me. Bind me yet free me. My knees I bend, to you I surrender. Be my teacher. I will test you just to see how deeply you can reach her mind. You, I will. You know how to take care of me, so my trust is what I offer you. No one has to know. This special moment is not for a spectator's ratings nor a show, but behind closed doors, prepare, provide, and administer just a little pain. Fool me after you've applied it. Advise me of what you've obtained. Relieve me of what has ailed my cerebrum and has stressed my thoughts. I want you to work my body. Instruct me to tell you what I've been taught. I appreciate you for depleting your energy in order to feed me of my delicious needs. Expand the horizons of my mind. Introduce me to scintillating bliss. Remember, I trust you. Spank my lips with your mesmerizing tip. Yes. Nice to meet you, Bliss. Hold me so that I can be still. I just need to be still. If only for a few moments. Do I request too much? I know you don't mind. Because you surely stay online.
That is why I've chosen you to lead me into butterfly, scorpion.
Yeah, so a lot of these lines, I'm just not old enough to, y'all just be coming through here and be hitting me and my young heart and mind with these lines.
No. Oh, no, you did.
Look
no,
here.
No, you did.
One of the lines you hit with said, I beseech you. Who put beseech in the poems these days? I beseech you to free my mind. Then you said, free me, bind me. And then bend the knee. Hold on. That's why I had to stop, because I said, look, I'm too old. I'm too young to be writing these lines down. So I just stopped right there, and I said, I'm going to just say that one little line, and then I'm just going to keep it moving, because, you know, I don't think, you know how you were a kid and, you know, your parent got coming through and then put their code in so you can have the MA warnings because, you know, you want to see, you know, some of the Marvel movies that just have, you know, those higher ratings like that. That's what, you know.
Oh, you know, don't you? You know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you got to put the code in. I had a code to hear all that. That's all I'm saying. But definitely appreciate you coming through. As always, and doing your thing. I appreciate your poetry as well. I know that Kim and Taraji appreciate, you know, what you had to say about them. And always, you know, you show love, and I know that, you know, we love you right back. Appreciate you as a poet and Epiphany member. You know, even though you're not doing the thing, you are still Epiphany. You know, we ain't forgot none of that. But we definitely appreciate you continuing to show support to the show.
All right, all day, Epiphany, baby. Y'all be good.
Already. That is Sarita Butterfly, you know, Epiphany host. Sometimes when she get on here and do her thing, we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 860 in the building. You there? You on mute?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Already, man. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
My name is Wallace Reed. I also go by the Elder. I'm from Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Oh, man, it looks like, oh. I think we lost. I think we lost them. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here in line. Looks like we got 937 in the building.
Good evening.
Good evening. Why don't you let everybody know who we have on the mic?
This is a very tired Adrian Simone.
Oh, it's like everybody tired today.
Listen,
got
off of work, back at work. So, yeah, it's one of those things.
Already, we appreciate you making time to get on here and spit for us because, you know what I'm saying, it's a big deal for us to be able to hear great poets and have that recorded on the show because we could go back and listen to the playback and hear all these great poets. So for you to lend your poetry to us tonight after you've been working, we appreciate that. So thank you.
Absolutely. The show has been dope. I was still at work doing my photography thing, breaking down and listening, and people was walking by. I'm like, yeah, okay, keep going. But, yeah, it's been enjoyable. So.
Already, definitely appreciate that because, you know, we had our ups and downs. We're making it through tonight. We're going to make it through. So, yeah, I ain't going to hold you. I know you got, you know, support you for us, so I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Tonight, I cleared my schedule. There's nothing for me to do. So I got the time to come fuck with you. Heard you got a tongue that perfects wet flicks. I never even watched that Pastor's Dry video bullshit, so I can't relate. But if you got a mouth that can part a sea, I know you can drain my lake.
I give you mad respect for your archaeology, but I want you to recognize my astrology. I'm something like a trilogy. My Virgo rising, Sag sun, and moon in Scorpio will ignite the kind of conversation that appeals to your sapio. And I will pay the tithes you request when your plate is passed. I can pay in cash, debit, credit, or ask. Touch my hem and pull up my skirt. You promised a sweet healing, so come do the Lord's work. Like I said, I got the time. I want to fuck with you. Hold my legs like you've been wanting to, because I ain't trying to run from you, but I am at the same time. Because the bumping of the headboard is like Morse code in my mind. Long, short, short, long. Your strokes and energy like a message coming through. I hear the tones in my yoni and come more than I'm supposed to. Go on and claim this nut. It don't keep fresh on the shelf. You missed the ride up in it. You can take it for yourself. And if your soulmate comes traveling back in time, I'll tell her to jump dimensions because the conclusion is you're mine. Ain't that a bitch that in this moment I really don't give a shit about anything other than how to best serve that dick? Swirl my tongue around it from base to head. Suck your soul until it transcends out your body. But is you dead? Call it TLC. Tastes like Carla because it just came out of me. My orgasmic drip was so intense. I know you got it all. That there's one left eye. Love how you chase my waterfalls. My legs throwing up the peace sign as your tongue clip walks on my clit. Found my G-spot with your fingers, threw up gang signs like sign language. Found the rest of the alphabet. How's that for a compliment? And we ain't even finished yet. Oh, I got the time and I'm willing to stay up late. It ain't a compliment to me unless you bust 7.8. I want to be able to knock branches off your family tree. I believe the children are the future, but they will get left behind fucking with me. One less child to feed in a time of need. Ain't no formula shortage when you got that Similac flowing out your pen, and those judges in New York knew that poem should have been a 10. Like the score you earn when you dive in, you swim in, backstroke to the beginning, and flip over the sand glass the way you flipped my ass. Those are the conditions you thrive in, right? So come fuck with me. I got shit to prove when you fuck with me and I fuck with you tonight. In peace, 7.8.2. If you know, you know.
I am too thrilled. I am too thrilled. Not 7.8.2. I am thrilled. Look, the lines of this piece are already ridiculous. I just said I had a code for these words, and then you come here and you hit me with the codes. It's just the MA war. I ain't got the code. But look here, because the bumping of the headboard is Morse code, and the long and short is, oh, my God. It's you have killed the piece, and you know you got me because of the 7.8.2. Like you said, everybody that know that know, you got me. I don't even know what to say. You got me with this piece here. God, dog. Wasn't even ready.
Ta-da.
Mostly appreciate you coming through and doing your thing. Kill me. You're killing me with this piece. Oh, my gosh.
But
the lines in here. Exactly. So I was about to go to that. But as you did. Oh, man. And I will pay your tithes and request you. When your plate is passed, I could pay the cash, debit, credit, or I'm done. You just taken to the next level of this piece. I appreciate you coming through and doing your thing. I was not ready for 7.8.2 tonight. Definitely appreciate that.
Thank you for having the platform, and hello to Sister Taraji and to Kimbrella. Y'all doing y'all's thing as always. I appreciate y'all as well. So thank you.
Already. Well, man, that was 7.8.2. If you know, you know, people. If you know, you know. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 267 in the building.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello.
What's going down?
Hello, hello.
Everybody know who we're talking to on the mic.
215.
You're on here. We got you. You're there. We got you. You're live. You're there. You're live, bro.
No, he's not.
Well, we're going to have to go to the next caller then. I don't know what's going on. We got 903 in the building.
Hello?
903, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
All right. Let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
This is Eric Shellman. It's my first time on your show. Simone invited me yesterday. Send me the link.
Okay. Well, that's what's up.
Told me I should check your show up.
Making it in. Already.
You're
welcome. Have you enjoyed the show so far?
I definitely have. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. So I know that you've been hearing everything. You have something that you want to contribute. So I'm going to let you do your thing. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. My Transformation by Eric Shellman. Continuously failed, fallen, chosen wretchedness over happiness, being mentally damaged but hurt by others and wrongfully reacting, realizing that I am the culprit and ringleader for most my problems, finally wanting and choosing self-love instead of self-hatred, grasp, feeling exhausted, drowning, hiding, hurting, and temporal delights, beyond tired I am, always running away from my problems and self, never addressing or assessing, solving them, nor responsible. Today is a day, starting my transformation day, changing for me, no longer needing or wanting approval of others, living life, learning, living in moments, enduring madness, gladness, and sadness, thinking and taking good, bad times as adventures, controlling feelings, calming my anger, enragement, psychosis, freeing their grasping, worrying not about anything I cannot control, working what I can, being real to myself, and stop pretending, comfortably not doing and being better for me and towards others around me. Changes are harder achieved than said. However, I will tame them. That's in peace.
Yeah, that's a solid piece right there, man. That's one of those pieces that, you know, a lot of people need to hear, especially when they know that they're in their own way. And your way of putting it, always running away from our problems, never addressing them, the transformation is for me. And you're saying that changes are harder, you know. I appreciate, you know, you have an ability to write about, you know, something like this, being transparent. And, you know, there's a lot of people on this show that can appreciate that as well. So first time caller, I appreciate you doing your thing. I enjoyed it. And hopefully, you know, you'll make it back to another show.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed my poem. And, yes, it's quite therapeutic when you figure out that that you're the cause and you can be the solution. And I'm still working on me.
Absolutely.
I'm not perfect, man, and I don't think anyone actually is. But,
right.
You know, we're all a work in progress, but at least we're trying, right?
Absolutely.
And thanks so
Absolutely.
Much for having me.
That's all you can do.
And,
no problem at all, man.
Thanks
appreciate
for the
you
platform.
Making it to
the show. I'll try to be on as much as I can.
Already.
So I'll try to be on next time, and I might bring an erotic piece next time. I didn't know it was erotic available either. I went on a lot of shows, and they have rules and regulations, and they're like, no erotica, no pornography.
Nah.
I'm like, okay.
Nah.
All right,
nah, you can do your thing here, man. Whatever it is,
all
you can
right,
do your
cool.
thing here.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to read. So, I mean, I've been listening to the show since starting this show tonight, but I just didn't know exactly. So I was just like, okay, now I'm just going to start with this. But, yeah, thank you so much, and thanks for having me. And I really appreciate the show, and I'll definitely be trying to come on when I can. So, and have
all
a great
right,
weekend.
Catch you next
have
time
a great night.
All righty. Appreciate you.
All right. You're welcome. Appreciate you, too.
First time caller doing his thing. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 540 in the building.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yo, what's happening, bro?
Yo. I'm doing
hey,
fine,
I'm,
man.
I'm pipping this show tonight. I know that. What it is, look, Blog Talk ain't about to worry me tonight.
Yeah, man. You know what? I'm bringing in this week at my birthday, man. 14th, Virgo King. Virgo season still
already,
now.
Man.
You know? Yeah, 14. Now cold, now 14.
Already, man. Congratulations to you. You said, how, you happy? When's your birthday? What's the actual day?
This Wednesday coming up.
Already. That's what's up, man. Happy birthday to you. You know, you made another solo return, man. Glad that you made it on the show. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I love it, man. You know, everything, you know, everybody doing their thing. The kings and the queens, man. Everybody doing their thing. You know, I didn't want to come in and say, hello, hello, hello. That was funny. Oh, my God.
Look, I don't know what that was about, but yeah. So, I'm going to let you do your thing, brother. I'm going to go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Name and sweet spell is called Warrior God King. When I see that the earth is detoxing, cleaning out the waste, my power is in this place. Just go ahead and taking out the disgrace. You said that this devil's in the European Empire, taken out. Racism upon this country and other countries like the UK. Why should I give a damn about some queen that have died when the racism of my people has happened outside? They have never loved us. I am the warrior God King. I do not stand as a slave. I stand to be free. I hold my own. I tear up the microphone with truth and dignity. It's like I have that type of energy. Will not be a slave. You see, I break these chains. I drive my enemy insane as I think about the Jim Crow laws. What have you done to my people? You think that we've forgotten? And I'm telling you, it's like this. Solution is not even an option. I am a warrior God King. I'm like a Zulu. I am standing right here for the rights of freedom. No, I would not take a back seat in the back of the bus, Rosa Parks. No, you cannot make me be that kind to say that you have built my legacy. Don't you realize that Dr. King and Malcolm X is in me? Don't you realize that the ancestors surround me? I will not be a prisoner of a supremacy that wants to take me out. Don't you realize that Thurgood Marshall is in me? The warrior God King reigning and draining.